It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Juana Thompson is a 26-year-old hip-hop fan who has opinions and has her own blog that focuses on music, culture, and lifestyle. She also freelances for publications of the same vibe. However, one day she hopped on Twitter and sent out a tweet about Nicki Minaj saying, "You know how dope it would be if Nicki put out mature content, not silly? Just reflecting on past relationships, being a boss, hardships, etc. She's touching 40 soon, a new direction is needed." Which, by the way, I agree. After her tweet, the Nicki Minaj fan club sent her vicious attacks across her Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, looks like even an email on her own cell phone. She even was sent a DM from Nicki herself that said, "Eat a blank, you hating blank." The tweet has affected Juana's personal life as people have attacked her daughter, and she even lost an internship writing for KarenCivil.com, not knowing that Nicki Minaj was a client of the brand.
Yeah, you got to do your research on that one. Careful.
Cannot even deal with this. It's so stupid. It's so stupid that people can't even just express their opinion. It wasn't like she was bullying Nicki or anything like that. I mean, just saying, like, I think it would be really cool to see her relationship talk about being a, you know, boss, hardship
maybe
she's been through in her life.
Maybe she didn't like somebody telling her that she was too old for it, and that's why. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, for sure, she's butthurt about it, but
that's
she also
why she's upset.
She's butthurt about it, but she also has to consider that as you do get older, your brand's probably going to start changing a little bit. It's just the way it is. George Clooney is fine but recovering after he was hit by a car in Sardinia yesterday while he was riding a scooter. He's on the Italian island to film Catch 22. He left his hotel and was headed down the road where a Mercedes ended up turning right in front of him.
Gosh.
He hit the car head on, flew into the air over the handlebars, and was reportedly hurled about 20 feet. His helmet, which broke during the crash, smashed the windshield of the Mercedes. Reports say that he was doing 60 miles per hour at the time of the crash. He was taken to a hospital by ambulance but suffered only minor injuries to his knee and possibly pelvis, along with bruises. He's since been released and will resume filming in a couple of days.
Did you see that crash photo?
I did. Yeah, it looks bad.
I don't know how people ride bicycles. It's not that they're bad, but you're so hard to see, and oh my gosh.
While narrating a video for Spotify's Black History series, Pharrell Williams spoke of the impact black slaves had on America's development and said it was far from a choice. Of course, Kanye had called slavery a choice earlier this year.
The one thing that you cannot deny is that this country was built by the hands of many different cultures, but mainly the African Americans, because they were the ones that were put to task to go out and actually do the work. And all the while having to endure the pillaging of where they were from, identities taken from them, and forced to do things that they didn't want to do. Far from a choice.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is slamming Sacha Baron Cohen and Showtime for their new prank series, claiming that she and her daughter were duped into doing a humiliating interview by Sacha, who was posing as a disabled veteran. Palin says she was contacted to participate in a legit Showtime historical documentary, but in reality, she says the interview was for a segment on Baron Cohen's upcoming Who is America, which debuts Sunday, July 15th at midnight on Showtime. Palin says she and one of her daughters were met by a man who turned out to be Sacha, but heavily disguised as a bogus U.S. military veteran and in a wheelchair. She said, "I sat through a long interview full of Hollywoodisms, disrespect, and sarcasm, but finally had enough and literally physically removed my mic and walked out. The disrespect of our U.S. military and middle-class Americans via Cohen's foreign commentaries under the guise of interview questions was perverse. Mock politicians and innocent public personalities all you want if that lets you sleep at night, but how dare you mock those who have fought and served our country? Truly sick." Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin will have to take a pre-marriage course run by controversial celebrity megachurch Hillsong before they walk down the aisle. A source says the marriage course is something which is encouraged and in some cases demanded by Hillsong pastors before they'll marry you. Justin obviously has a past. He had a long-term relationship with Selena Gomez, and he wants to go into life with Hailey with a clean slate. It is something that they are both keen to do, as faith is important to them, and it will really help build a strong foundation for the years that they plan to spend together. Hailey and Justin have been seen attending Hillsong services in New York and Australia, and the singer is very close to the pastor with the church, Carl Lentz. The marriage course begins with the online assessment of a couple's strengths and weaknesses in their relationship. The church then looks at the results of the assessments to determine which areas should be targeted during the program. According to their website, each couple is assigned a support couple and requested to attend 5 classes over a 5-week period.
Get ready, man. Marriage counseling is like no joke. It's a great thing, but it's like you learn a lot about yourself and the other person.
Yes, I think it's great that they're doing that. Another woman is claiming hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons raped her, this time the granddaughter of the late publisher W.W. Norton. In an article for Variety, Alexia Norton-Jones described the attack, which she said happened in 1990. She said she went on a date with him and she went to his place afterwards. That's where she claims he pushed her up against a wall and forced her into sex. She says, and this is literally what she quotes, and I laughed out loud. She says, because he was overweight, I remember thinking it was like being attacked by a flabby walrus. Get him, girl! Get him, girl. I love that she just roasts him while simultaneously giving her statement about that. That is epic. Iggy Azalea told ET that she was proud of her friend Demi Lovato for admitting that she had relapsed in her song Sober.
I know. I had known about it as a close friend. Sure. So I had really wanted for her to be the one to tell people that. Mm-hmm. And I just was really proud of her that she was honest, because it's really hard to be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. So to be honest with the whole world about something that you've struggled with very publicly, I think that it's very admirable, and I was very proud of her to see her.
That's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex.